You know that specific kind of headache you get when you finally decide you have to outsource a big business problem?
Oh, yeah.
You spend weeks telling yourself, okay, I'm done. I can't figure this out on my own. You send out maybe three or four requests for quotes, and you feel super productive for about an hour, and then the emails start rolling in.
And that is usually when that feeling of productivity just turns into absolute panic.
It's total confusion
Yeah.
because for the exact same request, let's say getting your business to show up on Google, you get one quote back that says, hey, no problem. We can do this for like $199 a month.
Right.
And another quote for the exact same thing says, this is going to cost you $5,000 a month.
The classic sticker shock. And the worst part isn't even the price difference. It's that the descriptions of what they're actually doing often look, well, suspiciously identical.
Yes, they both say optimization, they both say keywords, they both promise you the moon. It is baffling. And, nowhere is this more of an issue or frankly more dangerous for a business owner than in the world of SEO. If you're a business owner, specifically here in Orange County, and you've been trying to figure out what a fair price is for SEO in 2026, you were probably ready to just throw your laptop out the window.
It's the Wild West out there, or it feels like it,
Yeah.
but there is actually a logic to the madness if you know where to look. More importantly, if you know what questions to ask.
Well, today we are going to find that logic. We're doing a deep dive into a document that actually puts some hard numbers on the table. It's called the Orange County SEO Pricing and Strategy Guide 2026 by a company called Technegen. And what I appreciate about this is it's not some generic SEO for Dummies article. It's a very specific, hard look at the digital landscape right here in Southern California for 2026.
And that geographic specificity is just key, because what works for a coffee shop in Topeka is not going to cut it for a law firm in Irvine.
Totally different world.
The population density, the competition level, it's a whole different ballgame.
So here's our mission for this deep dive. We're going to try to move past just the sticker price. We want to help you understand value. We're going to decode what you actually get for your money at those different price points, why cheap SEO is often the most expensive mistake you can make, and how the specific geography of Orange County should change your strategy.
I'm ready. And I think the headline here, if I had to sort of summarize the shift we're seeing in 2026, is that SEO is no longer just a marketing line item, it's infrastructure. Yeah.
Infrastructure.
If you treat it like a luxury or an afterthought, you're in trouble.
That's a heavy word for marketing. Infrastructure. Let's unpack that because the source material starts with some numbers about the landscape that are honestly a little terrifying if you're a business owner who's been ignoring this.
Right.
We're talking about Orange County, 3.1 million residents, a massive economy.
The stakes are incredibly high. The guide points out that in 2026, the digital landscape is, I mean, it's intensely competitive. It's not just about having a website anymore. Get this stat. Over 68% of all online experiences start with a search engine.
68%. So almost 7 out of 10 times someone goes online for any reason.
Any reason.
Whether they want to buy shoes, find a lawyer, or just settle a bet, they are starting with a search bar.
Right. And for all the talk about TikToks, search, or AI chatbots, Google still holds over 91% of the market share. So, I mean, Google is the gatekeeper. But here's the stat that really drives the urgency home. The top three positions on Google capture nearly 75% of all clicks.
That is just wild. So if you're sitting at result number 4 or 5 or heaven forbid page 2,
You're invisible.
you're fighting over the crumb.
Basically, it's a winner-take-most market. But there's another layer to this that the guide brings up, which is the whole concept of zero-click searches. This is something a lot of business owners miss.
I've heard this term floating around. Break it down for me.
Okay, so think about when you search for Weather Irvine or Italian restaurant open now. You don't actually click a link. The answer, the temperature, or the map with the restaurant hours, it just pops up right there on the results page.
Right. I get the info and I just leave. I never visit a website.
Exactly. In 2026, how you appear in those snippets matters just as much as where you rank. If someone searches for IT services near me and they see a map pack with your hours, reviews, and a phone number, they might just call you. They never visit your website. That's a zero-click search.
Ah.
And if you aren't optimized for that, if you don't have that infrastructure set up, you're invisible, even if you technically have a beautiful website somewhere.
So the guide is basically arguing that ignoring SEO in 2026 isn't just staying neutral.
Oh, no.
It's actively ceding ground.
Precisely. You aren't just standing still. You are moving backward because your competitors are actively investing in capturing that 75% of clicks. You are losing market share every single day you aren't there.
Okay, so we've established the fear factor. We get it. We need to be there. But let's get to the part that creates all the confusion. The money. The guide actually lists industry benchmarks for 2026 pricing in Orange County.
Good.
And I want to read these out because it is so rare to get actual dollar amounts. But I want you to tell me if these feel, you know, real to you based on what you see in the market.
Let's hear them.
Okay, so first they have local SEO. They say this is best for SMBs.
So
small mom and pops. The range is $500 to $1,500 per month.
That sounds about right for a basic legitimate service that's getting your maps listing sorted, basic citations, making sure your hours are correct everywhere.
Yeah.
The fundamentals.
Then you have small business SEO for regional brands. This bumps up to $750 to $2,500 a month.
Correct. So now you're moving into creating content writing blogs, landing pages, and actively trying to beat the guy across town.
Then it jumps up pretty significantly. E-commerce SEO is listed at $2,000 to $8,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And enterprise SEO for large organizations is $3,000 to over $10,000 a month. They also mention a one-time audit costing anywhere from $500 to $2,000
bucks. Yeah, these are very realistic benchmarks for the Orange County market in 2026.
But here's my question, and I think it's the question every listener has. Why the massive variance? Why does one company pay $750 and another one pays $2,500? Is it just markup? Is it just an agency wanting a nicer office in Newport Beach?
No, it's not just markup. And the guide does a really good job of explaining the variables here. You have to understand that SEO isn't a commodity. It's not like buying a ream of paper where, you know, paper is paper.
Okay, so what am I actually paying for?
Well, the biggest cost driver is industry competition. The source uses a great comparison. Think about a local plumber in a mid-sized city versus a personal injury attorney in the LA or Orange County market.
Oh, I can imagine the lawyer is paying more. A lot more.
Significantly more. I mean, think about the value of a single lead. If a plumber gets a lead, maybe it's a $200 job. If a personal injury attorney gets a lead, that could be a six or even seven-figure settlement.
So the war for that top spot is just bloodier.
Exactly. Every other attorney is fighting for that same spot with a massive budget. So outranking them, it requires way more content, way more authoritative backlinks, and just more hours of human work. That drives the price up. It's supply and demand.
That makes a lot of sense. If the prize is bigger, the fight is harder.
Exactly. Another huge factor is technical health, or what we call technical debt.
Technical debt. It sounds like something from a software developer meeting.
It essentially is. And this is where business owners often get blindsided. Imagine you buy a house. If the foundation is cracked and the wiring is from the 1950s, you have to spend a fortune fixing that before you can even think about painting the walls or putting in new furniture.
Right. You can't decorate a house that's falling down.
Websites are the same thing. If you come to an agency and your site hasn't been updated in 5 years, it's got broken links, it loads slowly, it's a mess on mobile, you have debt to pay.
Yeah.
The agency has to spend the first few months just fixing the foundation remediation before they can even think about growth. That costs money.
So a shiny new site might actually be cheaper to do SEO for than an old clunky one.
Often, yes. Because you're not spending budget on repairs, you're spending it on improvements.
Right.
And the third big variable is just geography. Targeting just the city of Irvine is a very different scope of work than targeting all of Southern California.
Which brings us back to that cheap SEO.
Wrong.
The $199 offer.
Mm.
The temptation. I feel like we see these emails in our spam folders all the time. Guaranteed number one ranking for $199. The source material has a whole section on this called The Danger of Cheap SEO.
And it is a danger. It's not just that it doesn't work. It can actively destroy your business.
That sounds a little dramatic. How can spending $200 destroy my business? Worst case, I just lose $200.
I really wish. Think about the economics. If an agency is charging $199, they cannot afford to have a skilled human being spend time thinking about your strategy.
The math just doesn't work.
The math doesn't work. So what you get is automated or templated work. No strategy.
So it's a robot just spinning its wheels.
Basically. Or worse, they use black hat tactics. The guide warns specifically about link farms.
Link farms. That sounds agricultural.
It's not. Okay, so Google views links from other websites to your website as votes of confidence. If the New York Times links to you, that's a huge vote.
Got it.
Cheap SEO agencies will try to fake this. They create thousands of spammy nonsense websites just for the purpose of linking to you.
To trick the system, like stuffing the ballot box.
Right. It looks like popularity to a dumb algorithm. But Google isn't dumb in 2026. They catch you. And when they catch you, they don't just ignore the bad links. They penalize you.
Oh, no.
You can get deranked entirely. You essentially disappear from the internet.
So you pay $199 to essentially get kicked off the internet.
Correct. And recovering from a Google penalty can take months, sometimes years. And then you have content mills thin, useless articles, and of course, the classic ghosting. You pay your monthly fee, but you never hear from anyone because your account manager has 500 other clients paying $199.
The source actually breaks down the math of failure here, which I found really compelling. It says if you spend $500 a month on bad SEO for a year, you've wasted $6,000. But more importantly, you are likely worse off than when you started because of those penalties you just mentioned.
Right. Whereas if you spent, say, $1,500 or $2,500 a month, yes, it's more money up front. But if it generates actual leads, the ROI pays for itself pretty quickly. You have to look at it as an investment, not a cost.
Speaking of paying for it, the guide touches on pricing models. There's the monthly retainer, hourly consulting, and performance-based pricing. It seems like the retainer is the standard.
The retainer is the gold standard for long-term growth. Yeah. It aligns incentives. You pay a flat fee, and the agency does whatever is needed that month. Maybe this month it's technical fixes, next month it's writing blogs, the month after it's PR. It allows for that kind of fluidity.
And hourly.
Hourly is good if you have an in-house team that just needs a little guidance. Prices in OC are usually between $100 and $300 an hour for that. It's like hiring a coach to just check your form.
What about performance-based? You know, we only get paid if we rank you. That sounds really tempting to a business owner. Why pay if I don't win?
It sounds great on paper, but the guide warns against it for a reason. It incentivizes short-term tactics. If I only get paid if you rank now, I might use risky tactics to spike your ranking today, even if it crashes your site next month. You want sustainable growth, not a sugar rush.
That is a great analogy. Sustainable growth. Now, let's pivot to the source of this guide, Technigene, because they aren't your typical marketing agency.
No, and this is where it gets really interesting for me. Technigene was founded way back in 2000 in Irvine by Ravi Jain, but they didn't start as an SEO agency. They started as a managed IT services firm.
Which feels like a completely different world. IT is fixing servers and firewalls. SEO is keywords and blogs. How do those two connect?
Well, in 2026, they are more connected than ever. The guide calls this the IT advantage. Think about what Google really cares about now. Site speed, security, uptime, mobile performance, core web vitals.
Core web vitals. That's another one of those jargon terms. What does that actually mean for the listener?
Think of it as the user experience metrics. How fast does the largest image on the page load? Does the layout shift around while you're trying to click a button?
Oh, I hate that. When you try to click read more and suddenly an ad loads and you click the ad instead.
Exactly. Google hates that too. They call it cumulative layout shift. And fixing that is not a marketing job. That is a code job. That's an engineering job.
I see. So a copywriter can't fix that.
Precisely. Technigene argues that because they understand the infrastructure, the actual hardware and code running the site, they can fix the technical barriers that a pure marketing agency might just stare at blankly.
So it's like having a mechanic drive the race car. Instead of just a race car driver, they know what's happening under the hood.
Or at least having the mechanic in the pit crew. It's about ensuring the vehicle is sound before you try to drive it fast. If your server response time is slow, no amount of pretty blog posts will get you to number one.
So when you engage with a firm like this, a legit one, what are you actually buying?
Yeah.
The list in the source is pretty comprehensive.
It is. It's not just we will SEO your site. It includes deep audits, custom keyword strategy, schema markup.
Pause on schema markup. Explain that like I'm five.
Okay. Schema is like a digital name tag for your content. It's hidden code that tells Google, hey, this number isn't just a random number. It's a price. Or this date is an event date. It helps Google understand your content so it can display it better in those rich snippets we talked about.
Got it. So it's translating for the robot.
Exactly. And that, combined with white hat link acquisition and core web vitals optimization, that creates a holistic approach.
I want to talk about the where of this because the guide is titled Orange County SEO. We touched on this earlier, but the guide has this sort of aha moment about local nuances. It says Orange County is not just one big blob.
It really isn't, and anyone who lives here knows that. The search behavior in Irvine is different from Anaheim.
How so? Give me an example.
Well, just look at the demographics and industries. Irvine is a master plan city, very tech-focused, lots of B2B services. If you're targeting Irvine, you're looking at corporate keywords. Anaheim has a huge manufacturing base and obviously the resort district with retail and tourism. Newport Beach is finance and luxury.
So the intent behind the search changes.
Completely. The keywords people use, the intent behind them, it all shifts city by city. A national agency or an offshore call center just sees Orange County as a keyword modifier. They don't get that someone in Mission Viejo might not want to drive to Brea for a dentist, but they might drive that far for a specific specialist.
That's a great point. You have to know the traffic patterns to know the search patterns.
And the whole near me factor plays into this heavily.
Right.
If you're an IT company, you want to rank for IT citizens in Orange County, sure, but you also desperately need to show up when someone in your specific business park types IT help near me. That requires local SEO, Google business profile optimization citations that is hyper specific to your address.
And the source points out that Technigian is actually based in Irvine. They're not pretending.
Which matters. If you're trying to build links from local Orange County directories or businesses, it helps to actually be part of the community.
So we have the price, we have the strategy, we have the local nuance. But ultimately, business owners care about results. How do we know it's working? The guide has a section on ROI, how to measure success.
And it starts by saying, stop looking at vanity metrics.
What's a vanity metric in SEO?
Impressions. 10,000 people saw your link.
Oh.
But did anyone click? Did anyone buy? Even total traffic can be misleading if it's the wrong kind of traffic.
So what are the real metrics for 2026?
Lead attribution is number one. You need to know if the phone is ringing because of SEO.
How do you track that?
You use call tracking software or you integrate it with your CRM. You need to be able to say, this customer came from Google organic, not just marketing.
Right.
Then there's organic traffic quality. Are the visitors staying on the page? Are they actually from Orange County? If you're getting 5,000 hits from Russia, that doesn't help your plumbing business in Tustin.
Definitely not. That's useless data.
It's useless. And then keyword ranking progress. You want to see upward movement over 3 to 6 months. It is not instant. And finally, and I think most importantly, CPA cost per acquisition.
This is an interesting comparison the guide makes, comparing SEO CPA to paid ads.
This is crucial for the CFOs listening.
Yeah.
With paid ads, you pay for every single click. It's like renting an apartment. The moment you stop paying rent, you're on the street. The traffic stops instantly.
And the rent usually goes up every year.
Exactly. SEO is like buying a house. It's an investment. You pay a mortgage, the retainer, but you're building equity. Over time, your cost per acquisition should go down because the content you wrote last year is still bringing in leads today for free. The asset compounds.
That's the dream. But you mentioned over time, the guide is pretty clear about managing expectations on the timeline.
Yes, and I appreciate the honesty in the source material here. It says 3 to 6 months for initial improvement and 6 to 12 months for significant results.
That's a long time for a business owner to wait.
It is, but SEO is a slow burn. It is not a light switch. If someone promises you number one rankings in 30 days, you should run away. They're lying to you, or they are using those black hat tactics that will get you banned.
It goes back to that infrastructure idea you mentioned. You don't build a bridge in a day.
Exactly. And once it's built, it supports traffic for years.
So bringing this all together, the Orange County SEO Pricing and Strategy Guide 2026 paints a pretty clear picture. In this market, SEO is a fundamental business requirement.
It is. If you're in OC, you are in one of the most competitive markets in the world. You cannot afford to be invisible.
And transparency is the only way to avoid getting ripped off.
Yeah.
You have to know what you're paying for, whether it's $500 or $5,000.
Ask for the breakdown. Ask about the strategy. Ask about the technical debt. If they can't explain it, don't buy it.
I want to leave our listeners with one final thought from the source that really stuck with me. We talked about close rates earlier. The guide says that local SEO leads have a 14.6% close rate.
Which is incredibly high.
Compare that to outbound marketing, you know, cold calling, mailers, which has a 1.7% close rate.
That's nearly, what, 8 or 9 times more effective?
So the question isn't, is SEO too expensive? The question is, can your business actually afford not to invest in those top three spots on Google? Can you afford to ignore the leads that are 8 times more likely to close?
When you put it that way, the math is pretty simple.
It really is. So do us a favor. Take a look at your invoices. Ask yourself, what am I actually getting? And if you don't know the answer, well, maybe it's time to find a partner who can explain it to you. Thanks for listening to this deep dive into the OC digital landscape. We'll catch you on the next one.